we're just about halfway through the hockey game and we're all tied up one apiece. There's no way anybody would have expected this. Puck inside the Badger zone. Turning along the far corner. Centering pass, McClanahan. Back to the right point, knocked down away from Gorowski. Badgers get it again, though. Todd Lacey for Donner. Right wing for Kurlick. Back to Donner. Turning on the right wing. A backhander tipped off the stick of the goaltender, Craig. Goes behind the Olympic goal. Here comes Dave Silk out at center ice with McClanahan and Johnson. McClanahan turns right side to Silk. Back to McClanahan. Centers in front. Broken up by Kurlick. Oh, it looked like he almost put in his own goal for a moment. Ends up right point. Long shot blocked in front of the net by Pat Ethier. Turns on the near side. Ethier drives it around the wood for Kenny Kurlick. Banks it off the boards to the neutral zone. Donner trying to take it away from Christian. Can't do it. Dave Christian turns on the speed up the middle. Into the Badger zone from the right wing side. Here's Christian trying to center off the stick of Greenmore. Cut up in deep and tied up. They're trying to get a whistle. Tied up again. And the referee finally says, that's enough, guys. Frozen faceoff.
If Theron Welch is to continue in hockey after the University of Wisconsin, he realizes that he's going to have to play another position other than defense. He's not big enough to play defense in the pros. He's going to have to play center. On his goal, you could see those instincts to move into the offensive zone, which Theron Welch possesses. He's one of the premier defensemen in college hockey in that regard. He loves to move the puck up ice, and he can score.
Johnny Morgan against Neil Broughton to the right of Greenmore. 1-1 tie, second period. There's a shot from the draw up high and caught by Jamie as he holds on for the faceoff.
We wonder when or at what point that Bob Johnson will go to Kip Pendleton. Probably at the start of the third period, or maybe he'll keep Jamie Greenmore in there.
The way Jamie's playing, it's great for his confidence right here. No matter what happens against this club, experienced team. Off the draw, the puck inside the circle, loose in front, cleared away from the slot, back to the right point. Here's Ken Morrow, sends it off to the corner boards, to Broughton, back to Morrow. Morrow halfway down the boards on the near side, knocks a man down, Broughton turns, centers it down the middle as Aruzioni couldn't get a piece of it as he tipped it to the corner, trying to get a shot off. Shot back all the way to the left point. There's Ramsey driving it away to Broughton. Back to Ramsey. Ramsey turns, sends it off in deep. Aruzioni knocked out of the play by Wallace. Campbell gets some muscle in there as well, and the play is called. Looking for a great buy on a Canon AE1? Phillips has it right now. Tomorrow for only $249. That's a bargain you don't have to barter for at Phillips.
Ted, that goal by Theron Welch was very important in this respect. The Olympians were starting to control and dominate the play. It gave some life to the Badgers. Do you realize against North Dakota, the Olympic team gave the Fighting Sioux only one shot in the second period?
Off the draw, the Badgers get the puck, and Ethier starts out on a 3-on-2 at center. In over the line, and Droscher's ahead of the play, offside Badgers.
One shot on goal. That's all North Dakota got on this Olympic team.
Boy, that's really something.
Controlling the puck, that's Herb Brooks' philosophy. You talked with him before the game. As long as you control the puck, you're going to do all right against the Europeans.
Well, he has some good talent on this club.
Against the Russians, I don't know. Against the Europeans, you're going to do just fine.
That's a different story. Off the draw, the Olympians have the puck. Taken away from Scheid is defenseman O'Callaghan out at center. Tips it Badger's own wide of the net. Greenmore gloves it and holds on and says, let's start again.
Jack O'Callaghan in the press guide, he lists his biggest thrill, scoring 4 assists against Wisconsin in a 5-2 victory over the Badgers in the semifinals of the 1978 NC2A tournament in Providence. A lot of Badger fans remember that tourney.
Face off to the left of Greenmore. Scheid with Chuck DeRocher out. Scott Lacey back at the right point. O'Callaghan turns into the circle, but the Badgers take it back. Jay McFarland to Scott Lacey at the red line. Back to McFarland into the Olympic zone. Right wing turns in deep. Lost the puck away. Now it's pushed out of the play, and it's taken back by Mark Pavlich. Out at center ice. Pavlich for Schneider. Turns in his own end, back to the neutral zone. Backhand into the Badger end by Suter, but picked up by Jim Scheid. Scheid lost it away. Pavlich couldn't get started, now picks it up. A shot is blocked off a leg in front, just cleared away by DeRocher. Bounces off the boards, and Scheid clears it out to the neutral zone. Lacey tips it into the Olympic territory, pushed out of the play by former teammate Bobby Suter. Back to the left point. DeRocher is able to hold it in for Scheid. Turns at the blue line. Drops it off the boards to DeRocher. Back down for Welsh, but it was taken away by O'Callaghan with ease. At center ice for Buzz Schneider. Left point. Down inside the Badger zone for Harrington. Turns to the corner. Drops it back, but over there is Jimmy. Makes that Scott Lacey to let it go. And he gives it off to Wallace. skates over the line. Pass at center is blocked on the play by Buzz Schneider. Picked up by defenseman Dave Christian. Out in the neutral zone, long pass. Wallace takes it away for Donner. Higg could have had two Badgers coming in quickly on the right wing, but they lost it. Here's Suter on the left wing, spun around from behind, and he was taken out of the play. Good play by Danny Garowski, and a pass is bad. Stolen Wells shot blocks wide of the net. Loose puck in the corner. The Olympian still with it. Verkota turns back of the goal on the far wing. Sends it off now to Eric Strobel. Back to the far boards again to Wells. Tips it wide to the near corner. Badgers will come after it. Garowski picks it up and sends it ahead to the neutral zone. Lexi Donner has it at the red line. Backhand pass intercepted easily by Dave Christian. Through center, Christian into the Badger zone from the slot. Splits the defense, can't get a shot. Greenmore pokes the puck to the corner. Wallace runs a man out in O'Callaghan. Loose puck at front. Tip, they score! And who got it?
Phil Verkota gets the goal for the Olympic team. The puck was put right on his stick in the slot. Verkota took a quick wrist shot. Mark Wells will probably get one of the assists. Mark Wells dug the puck out of the left wing corner, fed Verkota in the slot. Verkota beats Jamie Greenmore. For Phil Verkota, the ex-Gopher player, his 14th goal of the year.
So it's 2-1 in favor of the U.S. Olympic team. It is Verkota with the goal. 6:25 to go in the second period, 2-1. The Olympic team leads, and it's offside Badgers.
The Badgers are still close as far as shots on goal go in this hockey contest. The Olympians have 16, the Badgers 14. If Wisconsin can stay close in that department, they're going to do all right. Wells gets the assist, Verkota the goal.
And Strobel gets an assist as well. Puck out at center ice, tipped to the Badger line, blocked by Todd Lacy. To Ethier. Ethier in the far corner. Ethier can't get away from right winger Dave Silk. Put out in front of the net as Greenmore has trouble with it, but then finally stands on it.
Jim McFarland is going to help Jamie Greenmore up, or at least he should have. Jay was rubbing Jamie's face mask into the ice. I think the puck was under it. Jamie was fumbling around with that puck. He hasn't been real steady in coming out of his cage, but he got the job done, and that's all that counts.
So they'll drop in the big circle to the right of Greenmore. Off the draw, Pete Johnson against Mark Johnson. Mark Johnson wins the faceoff, but unable to be kept in by Mike Ramsey, who goes after it at center. Over to Morrow, back out in the neutral zone for Johnson. He lost it. Todd Lacy sends Campbell on the left wing, shooting, caught by Craig. Drops it off, but we finally get a whistle to stop play. Padalon, styling for men and women. Creative hairstyling just right for you on Monroe Street at Nakoma.
All-American Jimmy Craig has an outstanding hockey background. Do you know in high school he had a record of 53-3-1 as a goaltender? That's amazing. At BU, Boston University, he was 25-1 in his sophomore year, 16-0 his junior year, and his senior year he was 14-5. He was a member of the United States national team last summer, and he was just simply outstanding in the World Games in Moscow.
Face off to the left of Craig. Eddie Liebler out for the Badgers. With Morgan and Campbell off the draw. Campbell takes Morgan takes his shot. That's blocked by Craig to the corner. Liebler tries to center. Knocked down again. Loose into the far side. Campbell sends it off behind the net. Morgan tied up. He can't get started. And Bob Suter comes out with it. Suter starts into the circle. Up the middle he comes. Long pass on the left wing side out in the neutral zone. Tipped by Ruzioni to the Badger territory to the corner. Broughton takes a centering pass, goes up off in deep, backhands it behind the net, picked up by Wallace, and he lost it for a moment. Sent away by Kristoff to the left point. The Badgers are able to let it go to the Olympic zone. 5:08 to go in the second period. United States Olympic team 2, the Wisconsin Badgers 1. Puck picked up by Steve Kristoff to the red line. Kristoff up the middle he comes for Broughton to the Badger zone. Or to Ruzioni, who turns in the left circle in front. Tip right on goal. They score! And Broughton was there along with Kristoff.
Kristoff will get the goal. I think he knocked it out of midair about waist length. Neil Broughton was to the right of Greenmore. Steve Kristoff to the left of the Badger goaltender. The shot was taken from the point. Not a hard shot. Jimmy made the save. The rebound was out in front. Neil Broughton took one swat at it. Steve Kristoff took the other. Kristoff gets the goal.
So from the faceoff, the Olympians have the puck again in the neutral zone. Right side, defenseman Dave Christian. Christian over to Baker. Out at center right. Pass was bad. McFarland took it away. Slips it back into the Olympic territory. But over to get it is Bill Baker. Baker turns in deep. Back to Dave Christian on the right side. Banks it off the boards to the red line. There's blocked there by McFarland. Drives it back into the Olympic zone. It's offside against the Badgers. Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer is brewed slowly and naturally to give you the best taste in beer. That's Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
Steve Kristoff, whose draft rights are held by the Minnesota North Stars, scored 38 goals and had 39 assists last season for the Gophers of Minnesota. We've seen him turn on that red light quite often in the past in the WCHA.
The puck inside the neutral zone. Mark Pavlich knocks it down, but it's taken back by Scheid, who lost it away again. Harrington, too well covered by Jimmy Scheid and held by Scheid, but Jim takes over back of the goal. Over for Pat Ethier. Ethier ahead to Scott Lacy, drops it back to McFarland. On the left wing to Chuck DeRocher, right out in front of the Badger bench. Tips it for Scheid, left wing into the Olympic zone. Turns, centers in front, and that's cleared away. Bounces back down the middle. Loose puck. Who's got it? It's Scheid who's in the circle to Lacy. Back to the right point. Ethier with a wrist shot up high and caught by Craig. He holds on.
Craig really holds his position very well. He's a stand-up goalie. Before the tournament in Detroit, the Great Lakes Invitational, Roy Schultz, the Badger goalie, said that he watched films of Jimmy Craig, and it helped him. Craig will not flop around. He'll hold his position and play the angles, and that pretty much describes Roy Schultz.
He's steady. Face off to the left of Craig. 3:49 left, second period. 3-1 United States Olympic team leading. We have a bad start on the faceoff. You almost get a headache looking at these seats here, huh, Mike?
A lot of empty seats, about 4,500 people in attendance.
Green, white, and gold seats. Long shot by Wallace, right on goal from the right point off the stick of Jim Craig. Back at center ice. Puck picked up by Eric Strobel into the Badgers zone, but he can't get around Theron Welsh. Takes over, banks it off the inboards for Wallace. Rink wide for Dan Garowski, 3-on-3. The Badgers come back right to left over the line. Slap shot deflected way up high and out of play.
There are a few players on the Olympic roster that have to be a bit worried. Cutdown date is approaching. Herbie Brooks has to pair a few people off his roster. Ralph Cox is not dressing tonight. Cox, former All-American from New Hampshire, leading goal scorer in the country last year with 42, may be one of those cuts.
They'll drop it just inside the blue line of the Olympic team, controlled by the U.S. club. Defenseman Morrow sends it over to Ramsey in the left corner. Ramsey now ahead to the neutral zone. Mark Wells, who tips it off left side. Centering pass, at least attempted centering pass by Verkota, is blocked, and it's tied up at the end boards.
The Olympians will leave town tomorrow morning, continue their schedule with games at Fort Worth and Dallas. They will play the International Hockey League All-Stars in Milwaukee on Monday night. Then, of course, they will play the Badgers at the Coliseum next Tuesday night.
Petrie Sports, the skier's finest resort for selection and service. Off the draw, long shot from the right point, caught by Greymore as he holds on for the faceoff. O'Callaghan taking the slapper.
That puck may have fluttered. O'Callaghan may have hit it on end. I'm saying that because of the way Greymore was a little bit unsure of the catch.
Looked like a knuckler out there. Puck along the far corner. Going after it is Rob McClanahan. Back in deep, picked up by Ethier, sends it around the boards in the far wing, tipped away by Ronnie Vincent. Loose puck in the slot, the Badgers get it again. Out at center ice, here comes Todd Lacy to the red line. Lacy drives it through the opening to the Olympic zone to the far corner. Bob Suter after it. Bob run out of the play by Vincent, but the U.S. team coming back out from the left wing side. Mark Johnson to the Badger zone, around the defense, but no, he can't get past McFarland. McFarland puts him up in the air over his shoulder and onto the ice. Puck inside the circle, put down the middle, blocked by McFarland for Vincent. Vincent turns it center to the red line. Ronnie overskates the puck, has to go back to get it, and can. Dave Silk gets there first to the Badger blue line, tips it into the Wisconsin zone to the corner. Bob Suter picks it up, hits the back of the goal with the centering pass, and the loose puck is cleared away to the right point, not out. Held in by O'Callaghan. Over to Silk, at the blue line, falls down, but leaves it into the zone to the far corner. Ethier retrieves. Here comes the freshman Ethier to Todd Lacy to the blue line. It's center ice. Lacy inside the Olympic zone with a slapper on goal off the stick of Craig to the corner. Puck picked up there by Mike Aruzioni. Lost it. Shot blocked on the stick of Todd Lacy. sat around the inboards taken by O'Callaghan for the Olympic Club. O'Callaghan far side to Bill Baker. Gets it away from Morgan, but loose puck picked up by Welsh, who tips it back in over the line and almost stolen by Johnny Morgan. Comes right back out on the right side. Here's Broughton in over the Badger line. Drops it back. Kristoff can't get a shot away as it's deflected to the far corner. Liebler sends it to the left point. Not out. Blocked by Baker and picked up by Theron. Welsh up the middle. We have Welsh coming in over the blue line. Now to the red line. Welsh skating into the Olympic zone. Right wing shot by Morgan. Hit the side of the goal. And the rebound bounced up into the air and a couple of rows back.
Badgers are not getting a lot of good shots on Jimmy Craig. That's pretty evident. Credit the Olympic team. And I suppose you have to consider that Wisconsin, and we pointed this out many times, is concentrating on defense. You have to with an array of talent like the Olympians have.
They have to worry about being in awe of this club, too.
I don't think they're in awe anymore, not after that first period.
That certainly brought everybody back down to earth. Off the draw, loose puck in the face-off circle picked up by John Harrington out at center ice. Harrington with under a minute left in the period brings it in over the line. Looked like it was offside. They don't call it. He slides it in as it was blocked from the slot by Pat Ethier. Picked up by Jim Scheid, who loses his helmet at least once a game, it seems. In the far corner, Scott Lacy clears it to the line, not out. Held in, shot on the open wing. Picked up by Jay McFarland and slips it into the neutral zone. Knocked down by Kenny Morrow. Morrow to the blue line. Looks ahead. Up the middle, he passes to Pavlich to the Badger zone. Left wing side to Schneider. Schneider drops it off in deep, but Chuck DeRocher will retrieve with 20 seconds left in the period. To Scheid, right wing now to Scott Lacy at the Olympic blue line into the territory to the corner. Ramsey just running him up against the boards and out of the action. Ramsey just slides it back in there to hold on for the faceoff. 9 seconds left.
We had the chance to see Mike Ramsey last year as a freshman at Minnesota in the first series of the WCHA schedule. I guess we didn't see him. Mike Ramsey didn't even dress last year in that first series against the Badgers. His development throughout the season, though, was unbelievable. He became one of the best defensemen in all of college hockey.
Theron Welsh coming out to replace Jay McFarland with 9 seconds left. Shy to center the line for the Badgers between Lacy and DeRocher against Neil Broughton. Off the draw, it's sent through the slot, left point. Welsh fakes, now wristed down the middle. The bouncer on goal, the rebound is scooped up by the goaltender, Craig. Smart play by Theron Welsh.
That's a tough save to make for a goaltender. Craig was screened just for a moment by his own player who was sliding on the ice. I think it was Broughton. A two-hopper, that's worth 75, isn't it? Remember that old game? Or is that one hop 75, two hops 50?
I never played the game.
You're from the West Coast. You wouldn't play anything like that. Baseball, 500 it's called. You don't remember that?
We played home run derby. I don't know what.
We'll have to educate you to that before long.
All right. Face off to the right of the goalie. 2 seconds left, second period. Lexi Donner trying to win the draw. Taking the face off against Dave Christian. It's dropped back to the blue line, but the horn sounds and the clock has run out. Second period is over from the Met Center here in Bloomington, Minnesota with the score. The Olympic team 3 and the Badgers 1.